Let's try this again. Here we are, Sage the
Intern.
I'm a god, I give treats, and so Sage the Intern is offstage giving treats, and when she is done with her god duties, she will return.
I'm back. I gave out all my treats I had to offer. I emptied them. I literally went on the floor and now.
Because you are a gracious god, Sage the Intern.
Oopsies.
Love it.
I have no regrets.
Regrets. Good for you.
Richard's mad that I took a squeaky toy. Oopsies. My bad.
But you dumped out many abundant treats to them, and so they should be grateful to God Sage. I love that. That's so fantastic.
Hopefully it keeps them busy for a little bit.
I'm excited to find out if it does or not. Does Sage the Intern have to go and be a god again and give treats?
Well, the issue is I have two highly working dogs. Even though they were working all day today, they aren't worked enough.
They aren't? Okay,
so
well, gotta
I'm
keep
hoping
them.
A little sniffing does them good and they just die.
Conk out.
Die in, like, sleep. That's what I mean.
Die in. I understand what you mean. I'm with you.
It was for viewers who didn't understand.
Because
unfortunately, we're from South Dakota, and now we have everyone thinks we shoot our dogs when they're 8 months old.
No, that's so terrible. I know. Don't think that we're all like that. Oh, Lord, no. Don't think we're all that way, please.
No, I love my pups.
I would, listen, if you come for my dog, I'd shoot you. Like, stay
Dude,
away.
I'd kill people.
Like, I will pull your eyeballs out of your face with my bare hands if you come for my dog. Don't do it. That's, I mean... They are. They're your babies. We're not all that way. Okay, Sage the Intern, speaking of dogs, which goes to flea and tick season and ticks and, you know, what got you, right, just before we... You
well, okay,
are...
I don't mind ticks, but fleas are annoying. They annoy me.
Because
have you heard about my... Have I ever told you about my Madison House situation?
You got me yapping.
I'm going to yap for an hour.
Well, good. I'm excited about it. We're going to talk about the autistic tics that we have because, like, I know that we both have them. So we're going to get to that. But and pulling, I just think that you're super brave, bravey sauce, because you pull tics off of your dogs like a boss and crush them. And I do it, but I'm a scared and screaming and crying about it the whole time.
Well, so the nice thing is I have them all drugged up with my flea and tick remover that when the ticks bite on, they die, and so they dry out really fast, which is nice.
Because no,
then when
I'm
brushing them, they just come off. Right. The problem is when they get stuck on the ears, that's when you like will need a tweezers to and they're dried.
Super gross.
And they're dead. And it's like they're attached really hard. Ugh, annoying.
Gross. Not fun. Okay. Go back though. What were you talking about before that? Before we get into our ticks, we were gonna go a different direction, Yapper.
I have so what?
You okay. have so many things to tell. I know
I
you
have
do.
So many things to say.
You have so many things to tell me about God Sage because there's so many things going on in your universe. I love it.
We're just gonna yap for a second.
Okay. Good.
The world tick season, tick and flea season. I was helping my grandfather and my grandmother pick up sticks.
Pick up sticks.
I went to a southern accent because that's funny to me.
That's fantastic.
I live on a farm. So I was helping, and
please,
of course I'm outside.
Who is this character? Who is
I don't even know. No. Southern Sage. The double S. The double S. Anyway, picking up sticks. Of course, a flea gets on, or a tick gets on me.
Whatever. I need you to use a southern accent more often, please.
No, I just fall
please,
into it. Sometimes
I need you to use that southern accent.
Southern accent. Sometimes I just slip into it, and I can't get out. But not today. Not today.
I can't get out.
So... autistic tics. Well, okay, keep the tick story into your brain. Okay, that's important for later. Autistic tics. I'm more anxiety tics for me, But I pick at my skin. So I know where every zit on my head is because I will actively pick at it. Yep. And so I was like feeling around my neck. I have a scab right here because these headphones push on
your head. No, remember. Okay, that merch thing we're going to do some kind of like, hello, human. Oh, Spirit of the Trees is here. Hello, humans. Hello, friend. Thank you for joining us. We got to make that merch, though, that is that padded something that hooks up on your ear so that you can have something to, like, protect your ear sauceness when you're... Because I like the noise-canceling headphones, but it does smoosh your head.
Yeah, and especially when I have 18 bajillion piercings. Earrings.
Listen, earrings. I love that, though. That is iconic of you. I think that's great.
I love that.
I can't get rid of them. I love them. I love that.
So autistic I know every tip. Zit. And scab is on my brain.
And you pick at it compulsively.
And all of a sudden I feel a new bump. And I'm like, this bump doesn't hurt. This bump doesn't hurt like some of them. So I pick it off. And I'm like, oh, well, it's a tick. And so I pop it on my desk. This is my this is my phone holder, but is also my tick popper. And you just roll it over them. And they pop. And it's beautiful.
I did not know until just now that that was also your phone holder. I thought you had that thing explicitly to smush ticks. Nope, I'm glad that I learned.
A Kansas City Walmart back in 2019.
That's fantastic. I love it. Sage the Intern, you and I need to travel together and go some magnificent places and just make trouble. And
we do.
We do. And show off our ticks. So tell me more about some of your... So we know before the show started, my autistic tick, I... compulsively have to brush my hair because
it was really funny. You just need to put a brush everywhere.
I do. I need to have I have a brush in my car because I can't stand it when there's snarls in my hair.
And that's why my hair is always up. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
There's no reason for that to bother me as much as it bothers me, but it bothers me so much. Like, and I want my hair down, because my hair is up, like, it starts to, like, drive me nuts a little bit that, like, my hair is all pulled tight. I don't know. I'm just insane, Sage the Intern. What other tics do you have so that I can feel less insane? What do you got for me on that front?
So I have this thing called strawberry arms.
Okay.
And it's just where you kind of get bumps on your skin.
Kind of like rosacea or whatever. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's exactly that, but called strawberry.
Okay.
Skin. And one of the, which I, what, oh my gosh, what? No, what? That's not the W word I'm looking for.
Okay.
One of the sides of my genetics.
Okay.
Ingrown hairs on my arms.
So
another tick of mine is picking at them because it's really satisfying pulling it
out. Those out
and seeing it. Also, I have really my whole family has really bad double hairs on our boobs and our back.
Okay.
So my sister will let me take a tweezer and pick out all the double hairs on her back. And I don't know why she does it, but she does. She's the real one. She's a real one for that.
I love that. That's just a beautiful sister moment. I think that's great. Oh, what was this? We have another comment. We have more. Like, hesitation. Tell us about the ticks that you like. Please, what is that habit of hesitation? Like, tell us about your ticks. Listen, we all got them. Like, let's normalize it. Let's normalize.
I have a problem.
Ask something. Okay, that's
unfortunately your son and I. We are both 22, and we are both introverts, and we have fallen into not asking things.
What?
And I don't know.
Explain this to me.
I don't know about your son, but mine comes from trauma.
Trauma. It's trauma induced,
and I think it's trauma, and it. Not from my family. I would say it's probably from school. Just the elementary school I came from.
Mm-hmm.
Very traumatic.
How big of a school did you... Oh, no. Yeah, you... Very that's right. Small. You...
Elementary was very small.
Okay, how small?
My sister's graduating class was 8. Mine was
Oh, so you were like my small town size, because I graduated with 22 kids. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Are you able to
I don't
see,
have
oh,
that
are,
problem. I okay, can ask so, my so, mom so, anything.
Okay.
Maybe
has
it's a so, gender it's thing. A, I don't want to say yeah. it's a gender thing, but maybe.
Or like an eye contact.
Put that
thing
comment that, on the screen.
Can it, is it too big on the screen or does, there you go?
There you go.
Something and waits and hesitates. And my eyes, we have eye contact, and then he waits. Okay. I mean, that's interesting.
Is he making thoughts?
We all. Well, and that's another thing. You know, maybe he's just got to think out the things and give him the time to do that. I
another
am that
thing.
I like
my roommate has ruined doorways. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. Ruined doorways
what?
For me. Because the psychology of a doorway is when you'll have a thought in your brain and you'll like, oh my gosh, I need to write this down before I forget. But as soon as you go through a doorway, you forget. There's a doorway over there, and that's why I'm pointing that way.
I know,
and it's, yeah, unfortunately, it is so
for you.
It is so true. It has ruined every single doorway for me.
Okay, pissed. Listen. I'm gonna change it then. It's a, okay, you can buddy. Cancel it out with a second doorway. You can
nope.
remember it. So it's a portal. No, make it a portal.
It doesn't work. Just, I've tried
it
that.
Does work. Stage, it's Sage the intern. It does work. If you say it, it is. It does
I've
work.
Tried.
It is true.
I've
you are
tried
a god.
For 2 years of my life. I've tried.
Sage the intern, you're a god and you can do it. And I believe in you. There is a way that you can remember the things if you walk backwards through the portal, or maybe you got to walk backwards clapping or something. I don't know what you got
to
do.
Sometimes I have to go back and it. Do it exactly what I was doing. So like if I was making
but I
food,
have to do that
have to go,
all the time.
Like re-go through the motions. It's awful.
I was like, if I have to make a grocery list, I was doing that today. I have to like go through in my brain, in my house, where was I when I thought of a thing that I needed? What was that thing that I thought I needed?
Thank God for Walmart ordering app.
Oh yeah.
Thank
so that
God.
I can, thank me. Thank you. Because we are God and we created that for ourselves. Isn't that a wonderful thing,
thank
Sage the intern?
God.
Thank
this,
me.
The last time I got Dish It or oh my gosh. No. The last time I ordered off of Walmart, this poor guy that was bringing him out to my car was mm-hmm. like, oh, have you heard about Walmart delivery? And I was like, sorry, sir. I didn't say this to him, but in my head, I was like, I am 30 minutes. I live 30 minutes away from you.
Oh.
There's no way you're going to make a round trip of an hour to deliver to my house. Like, I'm not. Thank you for the offer. You're so generous, but.
Thank you, but I don't live here.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. Thank you, but I don't live here.
Crazy, but I'm not even close to living here.
I am just visiting. Sorry, bestie. Thanks for trying. What other fun little ticks do you have, Sage the intern? Or what was the thing about Ozempic you were trying to tell me?
What were you just? What did you just say? Say it again.
If you're gonna play with scissors, I'm gonna hold my tongue.
Okay.
But they match, kind of, a little bit, sort of like.
This unlocked a core memory for me.
What? How? What? Ooh, I like that. What is it? Okay.
Okay.
What is this?
This is a little demon. In ninth grade, yeah. I
walk back and I redo stuff too.
Yes. Walk back in the room, do the same motions.
Yeah, sixth, to remember it.
It's ninth grade. Ninth okay. grade, religion, went to a religious
ninth
school.
Grade? Right.
Religion class.
You had to have a religion class in
you
school?
You had to. Yep.
Okay.
Because at the time it was health class. It was a mixture of both for ninth graders. And so the first semester, like pushing religion down our throat. Second semester was like your sex education.
Okay, great. That's
and the teacher was talking about that's circumcisions. And she held up her scissors and went snip snip. And core memory unlocked. Whenever I see a scissors and I go like this, just know I'm saying snip snip in my head. It's, oh my god. I just remember that motion so clearly.
I love do the video game commentary. Say it's the intern, but now that just made me unlock a core memory that I have to tell you.
Yes, core memory time.
I love this. Can we make this a regular segment? Core memory unlocking time.
Okay. Achievement.
Achievement. Ding. Word. Okay. So when I was in high school, oh my God, I'm just going to lose my mind. It's totally fine. It's not late at night. We haven't been having a hell of a last 3 weeks, me and you. Everything's fine.
Literally. It's falling apart. I mean, what? Nothing's falling apart.
Everything is fine.
Everything is totally, fine.
Everything is awesome. Lego song. Oh, hello.
Everything
hello,
is friend. Cool when you're part of a team.
That's what it is. Okay. Everything is falling apart is a great segue into my core memory that I unlocked. That. So today I had to tighten the screws in my chair.
Oh yeah, I have to do that every day.
No, but I was like, there was a part of me that was like, but maybe I should leave them loose. And then in the middle of one of our podcasts, maybe I would just fly out of the screen. It made me remember when I was in high school in math class, this math teacher we had that we all absolutely hated. He was terrible. Total jerk and didn't know what he was doing. We had to figure stuff out on our own. It was just a mess. We were taking a test one day and he was like, he was the grumpiest person, just always like frowny frog face at everybody all day, every day. Like, seriously. And was sitting there like doing frowny, angry frog face like this and fell asleep while we were taking a test.
No! Gone. Gone. You know what? He deserved it. Deserved.
It's so true. Like, we all couldn't stand him. He was such a jerk.
Oh, out of his talk chair. About math teachers. There was always two
girl ADHD
two math
power.
Teachers. Literally. Two math teachers would always let me sleep. And
what? In class?
Yeah, in class, because I had an A+ in her class, so she would never wake me up. Which is funny, because she hated my older sister, but she absolutely loved me, which is the story of our fucking lives. Anyway. No one likes her. I wonder why.
I wonder why. Okay.
This other math teacher, I didn't have him.
About. This is true.
I didn't have him in any.
My nose is running.
Good. Laugh harder.
Gonna, I'm excited. Sage the intern, this is just why I love this podcast so much. It's just core memories unlocking, all kinds of wonderful things happening. It's just fantastic. Continue. Math teacher.
Yeah, one math teacher would let me sleep the whole time.
That's pretty and iconic of you that you were doing so well in class. They didn't bother you when you fell asleep because they were like, well, whatever. She's a farm kid. She's busy. She's doing stuff and she handles her stuff.
Literally, I was in the back corner. She didn't care. One time I almost got caught for having my phone, but luckily I made up some excuse.
Man, I don't know how, because I'm a god and I know what I'm doing. That's 100%
correct. Yes! Because again, Catholic school, we were not even allowed to have our phones anywhere near the classrooms.
That is the thing that's, like, interesting for me, though, because, you know, obviously, like, cell phones weren't a thing when I was in school as a kid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were, like, you'd get in trouble for passing notes. Was that ever a thing, or was it all strictly texting and digital?
Elementary school. Because I would say, okay, since I'm a zillennial,
yay!
We definitely got phones when we were... I hit high school, so I was in 9th grade, and my sister was probably around 8th grade, just because she had more activities.
I love
my flip phone. Bring that back.
Don't they have those flip phones that are like it's a screen on both things? No,
I think so. I know Samsung Galaxy has a double phone.
That's flippable. Something like that. I did enjoy it.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Don't know.
What was I on? Oh, well, math teachers.
Math teachers.
There's a math teacher that would let me. Okay. And this other time, I had just, I did not have this math teacher in any class.
Okay.
And everyone was required to go to mass, except if you were above ninth grade. And I was sitting in the study hall for mass, and I had just gotten back from like 2 weeks being out because I was so sick, which, by the way, never happened because I had hate missing school because I had hate making up stuff because that was either I was so on top of it. I had were to be you, so on top of it.
Oh, stage of the intern, you and I probably were the same in that way, that you were like hyper anxiety, overproductive, overperformer in school. Like, I was like that too.
And the school I went to didn't help at all because it was just so focused on grades and they didn't care about your people's mental health. And I was the kid that would send everyone answers. Sorry, principal or teachers that are potentially watching this. I did send my homework to everyone.
A Sage the intern is the reason that you didn't get your pay docked or whatever because of test score averages. She kept up your class averages for you. Get like, you're welcome. Dude,
especially in math.
Yeah,
I was welcome. The leader of that group chat.
I sure, was the leader of that group chat.
Because the problem is, I just
math is so good.
Math is just it. Clicks
we
for
love
me
our neurodivergent people. Thank you for coming in and joining us. That is like, listen, we're so glad everyone can follow our neuro spicy stream of consciousness.
Yeah,
like oopsies. wild ride. Thank you for being here with us. Anyway, again.
So anyway, math is all about patterns for me. So I really understood it. And that made my life easier for math. And so I could just click onto it. Like, English was hard for me because English is not patterns always. Like, you always have the author's voice in there. And that just gets me.
I'm going to say, oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think now. I mean, I think, like, math, I liked some things. I was good at math, science, and English. History was not my deal. I don't know why. I didn't do well in history, but like, I enjoyed like base five was always fun for me. I did history and geography.
Geography? Oh, fuck geography. Fuck geography.
I got nothing.
Fuck geography.
I am a child of the cosmos. I don't need to know where I am. Leave me alone.
Exactly. I have a map. It's called Apple Maps.
I have a map. It's called Apple. It's called, somebody just tell me where I need to be anymore. I don't care. Literally. How about that?
Okay, back to math teachers.
Oh, wait, no. I'm Morgan. I know it's you. Hi. Oh, sorry. Math teachers.
Math teachers. Got back. And this guy, he's one of the more strict math teachers. So if he knew... Or if he would have sent me back to mass if he had figured out I was sleeping. But everyone in that class was like, Sage, you were hardcore snoring. We literally don't know how he didn't send you back to class. And I was
because I turned and looked at them
and I was like, this is my first day back. If they would have sent me to mass, I would have just walked my happy ass down to the office and called my mom.
Bye.
I would have called my mom and been like, Mom, I'm so sorry. Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. Oh. So, okay, explain this to me. Like, mass, you get sent to mass as in, like, you have to go to a church service because you were naughty? Like, what?
No.
What does that
mean? So, it used to be this way, the way I'm about to explain to you, but now it's changed where everyone has to go to mass every single Wednesday.
Okay.
But they used to have it if you were a sophomore through senior. You would normally get a mass study hall besides for your required once a month mass you attended.
Okay.
So I was obviously, I think I was a junior at that point.
Can I ask you a question, Sage the intern?
No, yes you can.
Because I imagine that you were probably a lot like me in these forced church going situations. So I'm going to ask you this.
Wait on me.
What did you daydream about when you were supposed to be paying attention to the sermon?
I think I slept. I was a really good hide sleeper, except when I was sick, because then I'd snore. But I slept a lot, and I'd always sit by a friend and they'd wake me up.
Oh, that's very Eloise, sweet.
We're tight.
Oh, that's so great. Fall asleep sitting? Like, I could do that too, where I would like, I wouldn't mean to, but I can fall asleep
with this.
Yeah, like sitting straight up.
Like, in my head. Like,
I would. Like, yep. And it would, like, I would be able to do that in class and, like, just, like, I would just be sit straight up with the, like, yep. Yeah, I have done that in a car, too. Not while I'm driving, but.
No. Okay, I've done that, too, and that's really naughty of me.
What? Driving?
Yeah. Like, Stacey, I've closed my eyes for a second, and then I wake up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
You really are a god, Sage the Intern, because you're still on this planet.
I don't know how I haven't gotten into an accident, especially on the interstate.
I was in a car accident. Haley lore. Frankie lore.
I'm ready. Are you hearing my ASMR of me pouring liquid death into my water bottle?
Yes, I immediately thought
I was trying
to
be quiet about it.
It's so loud, it made me think of Dumb and Dumber when he's peeing into the beer bottles. Do you even know that scene from that movie?
Okay, I have seen Dumb and Dumber, but I don't know movie scenes. Please don't yell at me. But I was literally holding it by my crotch, hoping you couldn't hear it, so that's crazy that you did.
No, it was perfect timing and perfect ASMR for exactly what you were doing. That's it. Oh my god. Oh, I love it. We got it. We're good. That was a great little intro there.
I knew I was going to do that.
Why'd you do that then? Shake it up.
It explodes on me.
Oh, Sage the Intern. Woo. Get that foam. Okay.
Water.
Where were we? Frankie Lore. When I was 16, I was driving on a gravel road.
I thought you had a question for me.
It did. I asked you what you daydreamed.
Oh my god. Okay, continue then. I don't know what's going on.
You don't have to. We don't have to. We're gods.
Really, the day I've been having.
That is the last. Like, oh lord, that's the life we're just having right now. That is just what it is.
In the middle of me cleaning my living room, I literally went, "Oh, I have to go get cat food. I haven't gotten that in a while."
I
left and I went and got cat food and I came back and I was like, oh my god, I was in the middle of cleaning my living room.
Do you know what I started? This is a neurospicy, like, oh my lord, sometimes I can't believe the things that I do. I started browning hamburger because I had hamburger.
No, I can already tell this is a no story. This is a tragedy. And I haven't even heard it yet. Browning hamburger always starts the tragedy. Making food on a stovetop always starts a tragedy. Anyway, continue. I'm so ready.
It really wasn't that bad. I'm so glad that you had that reaction so I can feel less bad about it. Because it was not the tragedy that it absolutely could have been. No, I just... Oh my gosh. I love it. This is so perfect. I'm so glad you're here, Morgan. This is great. No, I started browning hamburger and, like, because I had it in my fridge because I had plans to make something with it that I later was like, oh, nope, no, I didn't. And now it's in my fridge. I'm like, well, I better cook this up before it goes bad. Right? And then I wasn't cooking dinner or anything. I was just doing the hamburger. And I... Neurospicy went into the bathroom for a hot second and was, I don't know why, I decided I needed to get the vacuum out and started vacuuming up all of Lucy's dog. That's what I started doing. But lucky me, I got into the kitchen and now I'm in an apartment. It's a smaller space. I was like, oh, I was cooking. Oh god, okay. It's fine. Go back.
Girl ADHD. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oopsie. Listen, nothing. I didn't set anything on fire. Nobody died. Everything was fine. I was able to brown up the hamburger and I gave most of it to Lucy.
Period.
So it was salvaged because I have a dog, so it's fine.
That is so naughty of you. Stop giving your dog food.
I give my dog people thing. Food all the time.
Do you want me all to rant to you for a second?
Yes, I do.
Well,
why would you
pick another meat that's not part of the muscle to give to your dog? Give them some heart. Give them some liver. Stop giving them ground beef.
Where am I going to get heart and liver from? I'm not on a farm, says the intern, like you are. Oh, I love that.
Girl,
so glad.
Any
laugh
store
with
has
us,
them.
Please laugh
any
with
store
oh, New
has
Orleans.
Them.
I love it. Voodoo adjacent is where we're at because we have our New Orleans friend here. Any store has to. I'm supposed to. Where are the livers and the. What am I supposed
to. Walmart. Okay. Go to Walmart. Go get some liver at Walmart.
Go get some liver at Walmart. Okay, I'll do that. I'll start.
There's no way you don't have a butcher. You're in Sioux Falls now. What the fuck are you talking about? You have a butcher near you, you dumbass.
I just go around to places looking for organs for my food.
Well, start. Lucy will live longer. Feed her some goddamn organs.
I'll go get some liver and onions. It shall be for dinner tomorrow per Sage the intern because she's God.
I
love it. Sage the intern. I think because it popped into my head just now, we need to meet Martha. Oh, and because the tonget is going off, we need to meet Martha the school marm.
Yeah.
We need to meet Martha the school marm. One of the characters in the Infinite Tongerverse, Sage the Intern, is Martha the school marm, who is supposed to be coming around to keep Frankie in order and keep Frankie in line.
Actually, I keep you in line. I was going to say, I don't think
yeah, you do.
You in line.
You do. Line. You do keep me in line, Sage the Intern. Well,
unless
what did you...
I'm crazy, then
no,
we both
you
fall
gotta
out
do
of line.
The. You got to do the character bit.
What?
The glasses down your nose, Martha the school marm. I wrote it down last time.
You mean this one?
That's who I'm looking for, right there.
How can I help you? Ask me anything, and I will tell you my answer.
I love that. It's like I went into the counselor's office. Martha the school marm is there, and she's going to help me with anything I have to ask about.
You know the best part is?
What?
I have sometimes I'll put contacts in, and I have non-prescription glasses for this.
You have non-prescription glasses for this? Okay.
Let's talk about that comment. Farmer's dog.
That comment. Okay, let's go ahead.
Farmer's dog is pretty good. Pretty
but
good.
We should be preparing.
It is
our
a little
food.
Expensive for me, unfortunately.
Because she's got a giant dog.
It. Because I have a fucking massive
tiny
dog.
Dancer. Oh, hold me close. Oh, do you know that song, Sage the Intern?
No. Nope, it doesn't.
You
know.
Don't know what?
No.
You don't know the song "Tiny Dancer" by Elton John? I'm gonna put that on our Sage and Frankie playlist. I need to edumacate you of some musicalness. Thank you for that.
Do.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that suggestion.
Morgan.
Yes.
Okay, Frankie, stop that. Talking. Let me talk to Morgan. Got it?
Talk to Morgan.
Morgan. We should be prepping our dog food. Okay?
We should be.
We should be. Because it's better for them. We
and
need
I
to
just...
get more veggies, more fruits in there, and cut grains. It should kind of be a human diet without some human aspects, aka grains.
What are the...
Our dogs don't need grains. I think it attributes to heart problems.
Oh, okay. So. That's interesting. I know. That's. Oh, I love that.
I
that's
did find
so
a TikTok
great.
Hack.
A TikTok hack of how to what? What?
Dog food. How to prep dog food.
Oh, I thought.
But
you
again,
had some
they
other...
had a tiny dog, and like, mine
well,
was
I...
69. Haha, funny number. 69 pounds.
69 pounds. Haha, funny. I love it.
Haha, funny number. I had to say. It started raining outside.
See, she
so
agrees.
Like,
girl ADHD yeah. Checking out the rain, that's valid. I like that.
That's why I had to go pick up sticks. Because it's gonna wane.
Because it was gonna wane. Gotta pick up the sticks and wane. Okay. Well, I'm so happy.
That's another thing I do is I get rid of my R's and L's.
I like it. I think it's fun.
When I'm under the influence.
I think it's a fun time. I enjoy it a lot. Sage the intern.
When I fall into the widowy, I'm widowy woodying right now. I fall.
You're
hard.
Widowy wedding right now?
I'm a widowy gwiddying why now.
Gwiddying?
Yeah, grittying. But
grittying?
Gwiddying. You don't know what a gritty is? Oh.
This is a whole thing that I have no idea about. Explain this to me. This is education
that
I need.
Do you know what skibbity is? Skibbity
I don't
toilet?
Know.
Oh. That's probably a good thing.
Okay. Is this a meme thing on the on the internet that I don't know about?
It's a younger generation thing. So, like, even younger than my generation, which is what, Gen X? I'm Gen Z, Gen X.
Yeah, sure.
It's a Gen X thing. Skibidi toilet in Ohio. That's why you hear Ohio everywhere. It's because they've made Ohio a thing.
Okay.
Thank you, Morgan. I love you.
We love you. Lots of love for you.
I love you more.
Paige loves you more because she's a god. Yep, and she said so.
I do what I want.
I'm a god. I do what I want. Yes, you do. Sage the intern. Yep.
What else are we talking about?
We're talking about because it's been raining so much lately. Okay, so in the lot across from my apartment, they have been digging it up for the last like little while to build something. And they dug a big...
Now they can't.
It's all rain. They dug a big pit and it's a big like...
Swimming pool!
Yeah. Oh, yes. Dude. So I'm like, I kind of want to go over there and play in it one of these days when it's nice. Like, I wish I had a paddleboard. I would get in there and I would just like paddleboard and have a good old time.
I can tell you right now that the delay is crazy and I love that.
There's a delay for you?
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't know.
I haven't hopped on YouTube, so I don't know if there's a delay from YouTube.
Oh, well.
But that's where Morgan's from. Or is Morgan's watching his YouTube, so I can tell there's a delay. Bing! Delay. Bing. It happens. It's fine.
You're delayed. You're not delayed for me, so that's all that matters.
Where did the time go?
Sage the intern.
Okay, what are we talking about now? Oh, because it's been raining so much, my tulips have started blooming and they're beautiful. And I have a couple yellow ones. I have a couple red ones.
Grow petunias. You got to grow petunias because you can eat them and they're good for acne and digestion and other stuff. I saw on a video from Outdoor Anthony, who was on the podcast before. Like,
I need to start drinking raspberry tea because I think that's also good for acne. Petunias and raspberry tea. It also helps when you burn that fucking baby out of your cooch.
Well, we're not going to do that.
No.
So we better just grow some petunias, save the intern. Save the intern. I'm having so much fun, my mouth won't work.
I'm going to fly to the Netherlands and get my uterus taken out. But fun fact, you've got to keep your ovaries because... your body, your hormones will stay mostly intact with your ovaries.
Okay, Sage the intern, let's do it. Call it in. There it is. There goes the tongue target tonger. We are calling it in from the multiverse.
I don't know Dutch, though. Can we start learning Dutch so we can go do it?
I think a lot of them probably know English over there because they know us, like, arrogant Americans won't be bothered to learn other languages. And it's not because we don't.
Rude. I will.
I want to learn. Stage the intern. Let's start learning French and Dutch. How's that?
I won't learn French, but I will learn Dutch.
You all learn French? I did German and Spanish in high school, so now I want to do French.
My sister did German, I did Spanish, but I didn't learn jack shit. Because the crazy thing about that is, I'm so unbelievably stupid that my brain cannot
do other languages at all. Yes, it could. No, save the intern.
I can't.
You are not stupid.
I just know myself way too well.
I hear you crunching with a... Now I need some pineapple snack. If you're going to crunch on something, I'm going to have a pineapple snack for a little bit. Save the intern.
I did it for that reason.
You did it just to give me a space to have pineapple snack, and I appreciate you for that. You're the best, Sage the intern.
Is your pineapple snack soft or hard?
They're like dried pineapple pieces.
Gross! Just kidding.
What?
You should. When you come see me on Saturday, you should bring one of those pieces, and I'll try them.
I will bring this entire bag.
I've never had pineapple before, and I was scared to try pineapple. I've also never tried rhubarb before. And I tried rhubarb on Monday, and I liked it.
Rhubarb is amazing. What, do you never tried rhubarb? That's insane.
It's one of those things I'm scared of, because I'm a texture girly.
Okay.
So I'm, like, scared of it. I ate it on Monday, and it was really good, and I'm not scared of it anymore.
Rhubarb is amazing. Sage the intern. Okay, we talked about the pineapple thing that you said you, like... Don't be scared. You don't have to be scared, Sage the intern.
Also, listen.
Go.
My ears. Boop. Activated.
activate. Ears activate. We were talking about pineapples, and I thought about pineapples, and I took my Shashi and I went grocery shopping together earlier today, and when I was helping her unload her groceries from the back of my car, I found a pineapple in the back of my car.
I love it.
Like, whoopsie, I forgot a pineapple from Walmart in here. And Aisha grabbed it for me. She's like, well, it smells right. You better cut that thing up. So I have a pineapple. I'm going to come to your graduation this Saturday, and I'm just going to bring you a basket full of pineapples.
I'm going to just hand them to my dad.
Here you go. I'm going to bring you all the I'm going to bring you some pineapples and some dried pineapple and some of that pineapple jerky that I'm in love with. That I thought I was going to get my case.
I do want to try your pineapple jerky.
I have a case of it that I've ordered. I ordered a case of it. I'm going to eat.
I ordered my own graduation present. I'm so happy. I'm just cutting you off. This podcast is the Sage podcast. I'm just cutting you off.
It's called Sage the Intern. Of course it's the Sage
podcast. You're not allowed to talk. Shut up.
All right. You go for it. I will sit here and snack and you go for it.
Oh, I really have to go pee. I feel it sitting in my bladder. I also went to a Catholic school that didn't allow you to go pee, so I can hold it.
Okay.
They did. I just was, again, I was one of those girlies who couldn't leave class, who was too scared to ask the teachers.
You know what? I was that person, too. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't feel bad about it.
Wonder if my mom will get sushi with me tomorrow. Sorry, continue. I'm texting here right now.
I'm over here worried about your bladder and wanting to make sure that we don't need to end so that you don't have, you know, I don't want to be causing you any kind of, like, problems because you're holding.
I probably already have a UTI, so it doesn't matter.
I just love you so much.
What do you want from me? Oh, shit.
Else from you, but for you to just be your wonderful, beautiful self is all I need. And for you to sit there and sneaky eat snacks like you're doing a little video game thing, like a little video game raccoon, just sneaking them up. I love it. It's fantastic.
I'm a normal human being.
No, we've had that conversation a couple of times too. Together, we are one rational human being. It just takes both of us
to get it together. It does take both of us
to get it together, but we do get it together. It's all right because we're gods and we do what we want.
We're gods and we do what we want.
I love it. Well, listen, Sage the Intern, I do want to be respectful of your bladder, God Sage the Intern.
No, if you end, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to hold it for 20 more minutes, so there's nothing you can do about it. So we might as well talk about it. Or talk during it.
Fantastic. I love your dedication. It makes me feel real warm and fuzzy inside that you are that much into this podcast game with me, Sage the Intern, that you will sit there for another 20 minutes with me. And talk with your bladder full. You're the best.
Well, I know if I go sit on the toilet, one of my favorite Twitch streamers is live, so I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to start watching her and forget what I'm doing. So we better just continue.
Let's go back to Girl ADHD, where you walk around.
This is our problem right here. This whole podcast is Girl ADHD.
It's not a problem. It's a blessing. It's a wonderful, exciting little journey that we're on, and I'm having a good time. So, Sage the Intern, take me through when Sage the Intern gets a little bit lost doing her neurospicy, neurodivergent ADHD in the house walking about. What are some of your tragedies that did not end up being terrible ground beef tragedy?
This morning, I was so excited. I made a whole ass coffee and the latte was so good. I had one sip of it and I set it on the counter because my 8 o'clock alarm went off. So I was like, oh my gosh, I got to log on for work. So I sat there and I logged on and I went through emails and I completely forgot that I had made a nice coffee. So now it's in the fridge for tomorrow.
only laughing so hard because I'm with you 100%.
I had one sip of it, and then my 8 o'clock alarm went off, and I was like, okay. I guess.
First of all, I have absolutely done that, where I've made myself a coffee and then forgot because I went and got to- I'm like, damn it. But I also love that I asked you that question and you immediately had an example from this day that you could rattle off onto in stark detail.
And you, I can even tell you exactly how I made it. Are you ready?
Yes, I want to know. Please tell me. You took the time to do it and those damn emails got in the way. You deserve to tell the entire world. Thank the intern all about your beautiful
Because I was a barista in my past life, I put my milk frother cup pitcher into the fridge the night before. I went to bed, I woke up, and I took it out of the fridge.
Wait,
I'm ready.
This latte started yesterday.
As all good lattes do. Okay, then this morning I took it out of the fridge.
Truly a tragedy. That is a true tragedy that you started.
I know, I'm so sad when I saw it at 2 o'clock after I came home from getting cat food, which it was then 3 o'clock. I was so sad. Anyway, took it out of the pitcher, set it on the counter. I took out my oat milk. I shook the hell out of it. I realized I haven't even opened this oat milk, so I had to pop the tab. I poured it up to the spout, right under the spout thingy, so it doesn't overflow.
I don't know these rules, but I would love it if you would do a TikTok video demonstration of your latte making.
And then I put 2 pumps of caramel in it.
Okay.
And then I started, oh wait, before I even took it out of the fridge, you have to turn on the espresso machine so it warms up.
Okay.
Then you do all those Again, other steps.
I'm laughing so hard my nose is running, but continue.
And then I put it in there, exactly on the pitcher spout, with only a baby mount covering the top of the milk so it froths correctly.
Okay.
Then you turn it on. You let it start screaming at you. You give it some air because it needs to breathe. That when it starts screaming at you, you gotta give it some air.
I need people in my reality to treat me like an espresso machine.
Espresso milk frother.
You let me scream at you, and then you just give it some air. That's all.
Let it breathe. And then once you start hearing it start to aerate the milk correctly, then you can set it down. And then that's when I start grinding my beans. You push it in and it grinds them all in there, which I need to order something on Amazon for that, but that's a later problem.
That's okay.
And then you pull it out of there, you tamp it. I double click on the sides and then you tamp it really hard.
Okay.
Well, you're supposed to do like 30% of your body weight or 30% of pressure, but I don't know. Also, please ignore that hand movement right there. That was
gonna say, like, that's a very detailed. I did not know this much.
I was
like,
a barista in a life.
I know, but I didn't know baristas had to like listen for the sound of milk and had 30% pressure. Because
then you don't know if you hear your milk aerating, or if you hear it screaming, then it needs to aerate. You gotta give it air.
If I'm gonna go ahead, can I just may I offer this? God sage the intern. May I offer that. Baristas cannot possibly be getting paid enough if you have to know things like the sound of milk. Like, that's a skill that you should have to be paid more for, I think.
I do think being a barista is good when you have a transition period in your life of, like, jobs. And the reason I say that is because as a barista, you have to talk
to
so many people. You
expect me to have to be a barista soon because of my situation.
Yeah, you are going to have to be a barista, bestie. Sorry to break it to you. But it'd be good for you because you just yap all the time. So you can yap to customers.
And I'll meet the right person. I'll get their life story. they'll come on the podcast. They're going to help me mm-hmm. figure out how to sell my art that is just sitting around. They're going to figure out helping me get my books hawked. That's going to be great. That's what I'm so excited. Exactly. And I'll call Sage the intern every time I have a question about what it is I need to be doing. So please go back. Okay, we've got pumps of caramel in our glass. We have tappy tap.
Whoa. You missed some steps there. Oh. Two pumps of caramel into the milk before you froth it.
Oh, before you froth it. Okay. Oh, yes. I got it. Man, see, now I got to pay attention. Okay, so this is on this is on the job training right here.
Important. It's important.
Okay.
After you've tamped it, since it's like I'm not giving this coffee to anyone, I like to blow off all of the coffee particles that didn't make it into the tamp.
Okay.
That's just a personal preference.
I don't know enough about making coffee with an espresso. I have a Keurig only because my lovely cousin, hey Kristen, what's up, bought me one for my new apartment.
Oh, period.
So and I don't have your fancy skills.
The only reason I have the espresso machine I do is because at my house, my mom got one for her birthday, or my dad got it for her for birthday or Christmas. And that led to him making coffee that he really liked.
Okay.
And then he got one for here because he lives half time over here. So they claim it's a housewarming gift, but I claim it as like you live here part time. You want
one. You just wanted to have one, and that's okay. Yep, I'm with you. I get it. I have those. Yep, we have all those things with our parents, don't we? Yeah. You're like, oh, this is for no, it's for you.
Uh-huh. It's for you, and it's okay. Like I don't mind.
I don't mind because I get to use it. That's fine.
Exactly, and I clean it. Share alike. So, I take care of it. Anyway, so you put it in there, you twist it, you lock it in place. And then at that time, the milk, I don't like my milk super hot. I like it touch temperature is what I call it. You can get a thermometer to manually check it, but I don't do that.
Okay.
I hand touch it. As soon as it becomes the metal
because pot. Because you're a god and you to sense touch, it. You sense it.
Well, it's like I know what I like and what I like is not super hot coffee. So as soon as it's done, I'll turn it off. Also, I'll get a rag. Well, it's still going. I'll get a rag wet or towel wet. Because then once you're done,
you turn clean it off, the milk you move thing. The milk.
Yes. And you should push steam through it while the towel is around it. So it gets rid of those milk particles. Right, and most people don't do that. And that's gross. That's gross. That's stupid. You're dumb.
Sorry, yes. No, you had to say that. That's appropriate. And my Uncle Lance would agree with you. Also, I'm going to start and we're going to bring my Uncle Lance on here to talk religion. And it's going to be an interesting, super fun time. Put that in your brain later. It's going
to
be great.
Can we talk to Jason? Is it Jason?
He's
the AI. He used to be an AI priest, but then he said you could baptize babies with Gatorade and got his father. Revoked his father title revoked. Okay, another story for after this. Okay, just a second.
No, it's not dumb. Okay, finish your coffee and then what is this whole? There's an AI priest. This is a whole thing I don't know about.
No, not anymore. Anyway, okay.
Not anymore.
You take a shot glass. I stole mine from the place I used to work. I borrowed it indefinitely, is what I meant.
I borrowed it indefinitely. Ownership isn't real. Listen, you know what? We're all going to die one day, and that's why ownership isn't real.
Also, they were they were switching shot glasses because people were shattering them too much. So the shot glasses were changing anyways.
Doesn't even matter.
I'm probably in the last person to ever have
because it is not. Okay.
Exactly. So I put it under there. Once the button turns, you can push a double shot. You let it go. You have to make sure it's in between the lines. Mine was. That's how I know it was a good shot.
Keep it in between the lines. That's how you know. Okay, I love it.
And then while that is pulling, I take my specific coffee glass and I put two pumps of vanilla in it. And then I pour a little bit of my milk in it because I don't want my shot to burn. Which means it just tastes bitter because it sits there and gets black and it's gross.
I don't like that.
And then I pour as soon as my shot's done, I pour my shot in and then I fill the rest of the top. And I like when I aerate the milk, I like to do a little extra foam. I like a dry cappuccino is what it's called.
Okay.
A wet cappuccino means more milk, BTW, if you ever go to Scoots.
Oh,
like, would you like? Yeah. Would you like a wet or dry cappuccino? You would like a wet one. Yep.
I would like a wet one, is what I would. Yes, I would.
Yeah. And then you pour it in there, and then I drizzle it with caramel, with a little caramel on top.
Sage the intern. That is so much effort that you put into that latte, and it is a crying shame that emails got in the way of that and distractified you, and that is why we call it in from the Tongaverse that we become podcast rich somehow, because what a shame that all of that effort you put into that latte is was sadly not enjoyed in the moment as it should be.
I know, literally, how upsetting. I was so sad.
How upsetting. Are you like that also, like me? Like, you can be, like, really disappointed by, like, things like that. Because, listen, you put so much effort into it. You really did. Mm-hmm. And you should have been able to enjoy it.
I was so sad.
Anyway, I agree. You should be so sad. No, there was another story that you were going to tell me that we had to pause for.
AI! What's his name?
AI freeze. Oh, God.
What's his name? I'm going to... I got to Google Schmoogle it really quick.
Okay, but I have explained to me.
Father AI, Jason? Jason?
Explain to me what this is. This guy.
Yeah! Okay. Just a second. I gotta make sure I get his name right. Justin! His name is Justin. Okay.
Okay, and it means what? Where it means.
I'm gonna read you the title of this article. AI okay. Priest fired by Catholic group after pitching Gatorade baptisms.
So this is an AI software, not a human.
Yep. No.
Okay. See, my brain was thinking that there was a human priest who was like the priest of the AI for some reason. And I was they were making an AI software that was a priest called Justin. Okay. Recommended a Gatorade baptism. And I think that
before they nerfed it, they recommended it.
Before they nerfed it, they recommended that people
I would say they didn't recommend it, but I think a person asked. Okay, someone asked if you could force baptisms, and it was recommending that. And then I think a person typed in if someone asked for a baptism, but Gatorade is the only thing you had, and they were on their deathbed, could you baptize with Gatorade? And the AI said yes.
Okay.
But then it got nerfed. They nerfed him. They nerfed him.
But if it was like specifically a question about them being on their deathbed, like, well, go ahead and baptize them in Gatorade if they're going to die anyway.
I know.
I mean, you don't have to murk the AI just because it was trying to like help somebody out who was just, that was their last wish was to be baptized.
I know, but
the AI was. That's unfortunate. That's a sad thing.
It was really sad.
That is one of the. All right, Sage the intern. Well, we're coming up on an hour, so we better end on a happy bear, happy note, because we don't let turds float on our glass half full.
Yeah, we don't. That's my cat. Wait. Okay, I always have this problem. Since the camera is mirrored, I can't figure out where the fuck I'm pointing.
Is that what it is?
That's my cat. Yeah.
Okay, but like, if it wasn't mirrored, I don't know that. Oh, wait, I got it. Oh, nope, I don't. I get.
Yeah, be better.
Be better. Sorry, Sage the intern. Those are Sage the intern. God, Sage the intern has spoken. Be better, people.
Be better.
Be better. There it is. What a perfect spot to end on. Sage the intern. I have so very much enjoyed this. We love everyone who's joined. We love all the comments. Come and find us in all of the places. Go check out. Look at you. Wavy. I
can't do it correctly.
It's beautiful. I like it. We just go with the flow is what we do. That's what we're here for. And I'm so glad that you and I got to have a raucous, laugh-a-mas great time. I can't wait to rewatch this and remember all the memories we unlocked and unlock new ones.
We're crazy.
But it's great. It's my favorite. There she is. Martha.
We're just crazy like that.
Next time we need to practice our Southern accent some more. But Sage the intern.
Yeah, we do.
I've been Frankie. And that's been Sage. And we're clocking out.
We're clocking out!
Peace out, y'all. So much love to everybody.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.